Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Łukasz Wachełko and representing WOOD & Company, and today I have a pleasure of moderating the call with management of Sphera, with the great representation from the side of the company, with CEO Stalin Ionescu, CFO Valentin Budesz, and IR Zuzanna Kurek. Not to prolong too long, well, Zuzanna, the mic is yours.
Thank you so much, Łukasz. I would like, as always, just to draw your attention to the disclaimer that we have on page 2. Please note we are discussing today the preliminary unaudited financial results for 2020. We might be sharing today during this call some forward-looking statements regarding our objectives, projections, estimates. Of course, as always, actual results could differ materially from those expressed or implied today. This call is not an offer to buy or sell any securities. Please keep note of that. You have details on page 2. I would like now to kick off our call and invite Calin Ionescu, CEO, to share the message from the management.
Good afternoon, everyone. You are all here both for the Q4 call and 2020 results. I will start with a summary of the main key factors which have influenced in a way or another our 2020 results. First of all, the pandemic crisis that has affected any and each of us. This crisis forced us all to change our lives. It was certainly a difficult year for everyone in HoReCa industry. Our main goals were to significantly reduce operational costs, maximize revenues, and remain right next to our customers. Sphera managed to mitigate the impact of the measures to contain the spread of the pandemic in Romania, Italy, and Republic of Moldova by focusing on developing new sales channels, such as partnerships with food aggregators, promotions for the delivery and drive-thru channels, and managed to sell food via KFC delivery, KFC drive-thru, and Pizza Hut delivery. The group has so far entered in the partnership with 8 online food delivery platforms on all markets of activity, but it also has its own digital sales channels. Likewise, the group continued to expansion and investment that were delayed by the pandemic, and during the 2020, the group managed to open 5 new KFC restaurants in Romania, 3 new KFC stores in Italy, and 1 new Taco Bell in Romania. Further, following negotiation with our franchisors, Yum Brands Incorporated, KFC Romania managed to implement a new development plan, which has 6 more restaurants to open by the end of 2021. However, even during these hard times, Sphera ended 2020 with 158 restaurants, out of which 138 were in Romania, 18 in Italy, and 2 in Republic of Moldova. Bringing this to a conclusion, despite a challenging year, at the end of it, we managed to get results that are well above the revised estimate, as communicated in October last year. We, as a team, have made the right management decision. We managed to maximize revenue and minimize the cost, thus providing the best possible result in what was certainly the biggest hit HoReCa industry took since forever. This year, we'll continue to the improvements in terms of cost development and will further focus on delivery service. We look forward to a better 2021, and I will take the opportunity to thank the whole Sphera Franchise Group team for their tireless dedication through this difficult period. Vali, now it's your turn. Please take the floor and start the presentation of Sphera results.
Thank you very much, Calin. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us. We are all here today to go through the preliminary results of 2020, a year that, as Calin mentioned, will be forever remembered by humanity. It was clearly the most challenging year for our company, but our strong brands, successfully, they have managed to succeed. All these achievements were fueled by a very committed team with incredible courage and a clear vision. Being everyday focus on value, services, quality and safety. Now looking back and correlating the experience with the figures, it's obvious that our strong brands, even in such difficult moments, remained one of the first customer options. Even while the pandemic forced lockdowns and prevent customers from dining in, most of our restaurants in most of our restaurants. People daily continue to choose our brands through our drive-thru, contactless and delivery and takeaway. Our today presentation will have a slightly different format in order to have an improved logical flow compared with the previous time. So basically, we'll have three big sections that will be covered today by us. We'll start with the financial performance, where we'll crunch the numbers from both quarter and full year point of view. Then the second section will be mainly about business updates, and we'll have, during our last part of the presentation, a discussion about the brand performance. Obviously, after it, we'll go to the usual Q&A session, where we'll be pleased to bring clarity to your concerns. We are now on slide 6, where we have our quarter performance. Despite the worst weather and increased level of restrictions, we have managed to achieve sales higher with 5% compared with the previous quarter. This is the clear proof of our progress related to the recovery path. In terms of restriction, for the ones not familiarized with Romania, which is our main market, during November and December, our restaurants were forbidden to serve inside, and they had a limited operating schedule up to 9 p.m., as after this hour, the traffic was restricted as well. By reaching 209 million RON, consolidating all store sales level, we have a minus 20% variance versus Q4 2019. The restaurant operating expenses during Q4 recorded a level of 195 million RON, which is 40.7% higher than the previous quarter level. This was primarily driven by the main operating cost lines, i.e. COGS, payroll, rent, and other operating expenses. So I will take them one by one in order to explain the factors for each one of them. COGS. In COGS in Q4, which was 6.4% higher versus Q3, however, in terms of weight in revenue, it was 32.5 in Q4 versus 32.2 in Q3. The 0.3 percentage negative variance of the cost of goods sold weight can be justified by the transition from the simplified menu proposition of KFC in Q3 towards the regular menu proposition throughout Q4. Now payroll. Payroll stands to 44 million RON in Q4, meaning an increase of 27% versus previous quarter. Here we have as main factor the variance of the booked state aid. In Q4, the state aids were 1.6 million RON, while in Q3, they were 7.7 million RON. If we normalize the payroll, excluding the effect of the state aids, we have a weight in revenue in Q4 of 21.9% versus 21.4% in Q3. The 0.5 negative variance of the payroll weight can be justified by the fact that we have reintroduced the performance bonus scheme at restaurant level. Going now to rent, rent in Q4 was 15.4 million RON, higher with 11.4% versus previous quarter. The main factor influencing this cost line was the level of the discount booked in each quarter. We have succeeded to obtain some more discounts during Q4, amounting to 2.9 million RON. However, the amount was lower than the one booked during Q3, which was in amount of 4.3 million RON. If we normalize this cost line by eliminating the effect of the discounts, we will end up with a better performance in Q4, translated in a weight in revenue of 6.3% versus 6.6% in Q3. Now, the last cost line I was planning to touch is the other operating expenses line, where we have recording an increase of 26.6% versus previous quarter. If we are isolating the one-off cost related to the Italian subsidiary development agreement terminating in 2020 in amount of 1.2 million RON, we remain with a negative variance versus previous quarter of 22.5%. This variance is attributable to the evolution of the aggregator's fees, which is directly linked with the contribution of the aggregator delivery in our top line. So in Q4, the cost increased 43.3%, reaching 10.5 million RON. Before switching to the EBITDA performance, we have our G&A cost line. Here in Q4, we have recognized an impairment for goodwill in amount of 4.4 million RON. Without this item in the G&A line, we can see a better evolution versus Q3, having a weight in revenue of 5.1% in Q4 versus 5.3% in Q3. All this led us to a normalized EBITDA of Q4 in amount of 15.6 million RON, with a margin of 7.5%, making out of Q4 our second best quarter from EBITDA point of view. We are moving now to slide 7, where we have described our full year performance. Here I want to emphasize that we have managed to finish this year with results well above the revised estimate, as communicated in the current report published on October 22. All this is the result of tremendous work and the right business decision that helped maximize the sales of the group in the second half of the year. Our consolidated top line performance for the full year of 2020 was 710 million RON, being 25.6% lower compared with the performance of 19. As you already know from our previous calls, we have mitigated the lost sales by different cost optimization measures in order to minimize the profitability effect. We ended the year having a normalized EBITDA level of 44 million RON, being 54% lower than 2019. Let's go now to the second part of our presentation, where I will take you through the business update of Q4. I will start with the outlook of our number of stores evolution. Exactly as mentioned by Călin in the beginning, at the end of the year we had a number of 458 restaurants, with the split Călin just mentioned. In a very difficult year from all points of view, we have continued to invest. We truly believe in the success of our brands, and being committed to our growth plan, we want to be ready to harvest all the benefit once the effects of pandemic are over. Therefore, a number of 9 restaurants were built and launched in production during 2020 as follows: 5 in Romania, 3 in Italy, both of them KFC, and 1 in Romania for Taco Bell. Furthermore, another 5 restaurants were work in progress as of the end of 2020. It is worth emphasizing the fact that during 2020 we have decided to permanently close a number of 6 restaurants. We took a very pragmatic approach and we have decided to eliminate the non-viable location with no perspective under the new circumstances. 5 out of the 6 were locations operated under the Pizza Hut brand. In terms of development agreement with YAM, as you probably know from our current reports published on the stock exchange, for KFC Romania, we have agreed to build until 2020 a reduced number of 10 restaurants compared with the original agreement. For this minimum number of 10, up to the end of 2021, we have embedded some financial incentives. If we will be in the position to open more than 10 restaurants by the end of 2021, then we will benefit from further enhanced financial incentives. 5 out of these 10 restaurants were already built as of the end of 2020. For Taco Bell, there is no minimum commitment in place. However, we have agreed a scheme of incremental financial incentives as well, depending on the number of units that we will open. For Pizza Hut, we are very advanced. As you know from our calls, we are under negotiation, and I'm sure that during the next week, we will be able to make it public on the stock exchange. For Italy, since 2020, when the development plan was terminated, there is no minimum commitment in terms of opening, so we will continue to invest by cherry-picking the best location. I'm sure that you have seen our press release from February this year, when we have inaugurated our first drive-thru in Italy in Pomezia. Now, the section of the state aid, where during Q4, the compensation of the technical unemployment by the state was still in place for our industry. We took benefit of these measures and we have utilized it in order to calibrate the resources with the demand. During Q4, compensation worth of 2.3 million RON were recorded in our books. This brings the total value of the support received in terms of payroll for the entire year of 2020 to the value of 28.3 million RON. As discussed before, under other income, there is an amount of 700,000 RON representing state aid received by the Italian subsidiary for the turnover reduction due to the COVID-19 business disruption. There is a similar measure in Romania. We monitor closely all the updates related to this topic in order to be able to evaluate if our companies qualify for it. Regarding rent discounts, as I mentioned, we have managed to obtain during Q4 an extra 2.9 million RON, which brings the total value of the discount received during 2021 for this type of expenses to 11.6 million RON. On line 13, we have an update of financial measures, and I will present the digitalization present in the group. In terms of financing, it is worth mentioning the fact that we have agreed with our main bank the extension of the principal payment for 2021 as well. This is bringing us throughout 2021 a liquidity of approximately 36 million RON. Yeah, the postponement of the principal payment that was applicable also during 2020. The balance of 27 million RON of unpaid taxes as of December was enrolled in the facility offered by the Romanian state to be paid in 12 installments during 2021 without any interest or penalties. And as I have just mentioned, we are monitoring if we can apply in Romania for the state aid meant to compensate up to 20% of loss of turnover in 2020 versus 2019. This facility, however, has a cap of 800,000 euro per company, and based on the latest instruction, it will be granted on a pro rata basis against the available fund of the state. All in all, we have closed the year with a very solid cash position, i.e. 122 million RON. As you remember, in each quarter, we were able to secure a very strong cash balance in such a way to be able to react to any kind of negative evolution in the market. Otherwise, in each of the last 5 months, the group secured a cash balance well above 100 million RON. For a company doing business in one of the most affected industries by the pandemic and without stopping its ambitious growth plan, continuing the investment, I personally consider an amazing achievement the fact that we have a net debt to EBITDA ratio of around 1. Just to remind you that we have room under the existing covenants to go up to 2.5. And of course, we all know that it works as well above it. Regarding digitalization now, it is compulsory to tackle this area by telling you that it's one of our main pillars, receiving our maximum focus. It is present in our strategy, both in front-end, but also in the back-end of our operations. As you remember from our last call, my colleague Monica was mentioning that during Q4, we'll pilot a touchless kiosk ordering solution. This solution was very well received by our customers, and we have decided to go for a full rollout during Q1 2021 in Bucharest. On top, all our new restaurants will have by default the touchless kiosk ordering solution now on. During the second half of 2020, we have launched the e-commerce solution for KFC in Romania that enhances our digital environment. What we are planning to realize during 2021 related to digitalization? Well, during 2021, our Pizza Hut delivery e-commerce solution and app will suffer an upgrade for an enhanced user experience. During 2021, we'll launch for KFC Romania an app on top of the existing e-commerce solution just mentioned. One of the purposes of this mobile app, it will be represented by the introduction of digital loyalty programs for being able to drive sales and enhance the digital engagement into our community. During 2021, we will launch an add-on to the e-commerce platform for both KFC and Pizza Hut. This will be represented by the Click and Collect facility, an option that proved to be a success in Italy, where we already have it available for the operations there. Finally, I want to share with you that we are committed in our journey to identify solution for Pizza Hut business, and during 2021, we are planning to convert one of our dining restaurants into a new concept, fast casual dining. Basically, we'll bring technology to our classical dining restaurant in such a way that our customers will be able to order and pay directly to the digital kiosk solutions and then to be served at the table and still be able to enjoy our unique dining experience. In terms of support functions, at the end of Q4, we finished the implementation of a new ERP system, Business Central, powered by Microsoft. So in January 2021, this year, we had the go live. It was a big man approach, having all the companies launch simultaneously. Now all the financial operations run under the new system. Together with the new ERP, we have implemented the BPM, a business process management, a tool which is natively integrated with Business Central. This solution has the OCR facility, optical character recognition, and machine learning capabilities. We speak here about a significant automatization in terms of invoice processing and not only. Anyhow, our plans for 2021 are to go even further and have the first robot implemented for one of our existing processes. Now, we'll spend some time analyzing our brand's performance, which is the last section of our presentation before the Q&A session. On slide 15, we have the KFC Romania. Here we can see our gradual consistent recovery that led Q4 to a significant progress. From both all store and same store perspective, Q4 was the best quarter for the year in terms of top line. For the full year, KFC Romania had a decrease of 22.4% for all stores and a drop of 27.2% for same store. The normalized EBITDA margin reached 12.5% in 2020 versus 13.7% margin in 2019, and KFC Romania closed the year profitable with 34.9%. Moving on to slide 16, we continue with KFC brand in Italy and Moldova. The Italian market was severely impacted by the COVID-19 restriction imposed in Q4. Consequently, sales across all KFC Italy stores dropped 33.5%, driving a year-on-year decline of 22.3%. Same-store performance in Italy in Q4 dropped by 52.7%, while full year was 43% lower. On the other hand, KFC Moldova had a Q4 lower with only 5%. This helped the Moldova business to close the year with 13.8% EBITDA margin last year versus 17.2% in 2019 and stay profitable. On our last slide, we discussed about Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. Regarding Pizza Hut, the effect of the restriction applicable during Q4 for dine-in drove the top line performance to a negative 56% variance. The weight of the delivery increased with 11 percentage points, compensating the gap generated by the absence of the dine-in. The full year performance of Pizza Hut was down 48% versus previous year. Taco Bell, our youngest brand, had a top line evolution for all stores in 2020, dropping only 9.5% versus 19. Here we have also the opening, which is translating an EBITDA that stayed on the positive area. Thank you very much. I will pass the floor now for the Q&A session.
Ladies and gentlemen, of course, if you have a question, you would like to press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. And if you're joining us online, please click the request to speak flag icon. If you should choose to withdraw your question, please press star followed by two. When preparing to ask your question, please ensure your phone is unmuted locally. And our first question comes from Christian Petre of NN Pensions. Christian, your line is now open.
Hello. First of all, congratulations on results on a very difficult environment. I would like to have put two questions. First of all, if you can detail on your strategic options on Pizza Hut and on the negative EBITDA, let's say, lines, what are your plans on KFC Italy and on Pizza Hut especially? And the second question is related to where are you now on digital? How much does it affect your margins, and where do you plan to be in terms of, let's say, share in weight in sales? Thank you.
I will answer for the first question regarding of Pizza Hut. We are in a process of turnaround this brand. We adjust a little bit the network on 2020. We close few location, and now our main focus is to redesign or retailer the menu, yeah, of the restaurant, and to reposition the Pizza Hut on the market. And in the same time, we'll try to migrate from the let's say, casual restaurant to a fast casual restaurant in this 2021, and we will test in two locations a new way to serve the customer. And for the second one, Vali will take the floor and there will answer to you.
Yeah, thank you. I will add a little bit more on this one, the fact that there are different concepts that we are still evaluating to see if it's worth implementing in Romania in order to maximize the potential of the Pizza Hut business. And also in terms of delivery, we are planning to evaluate the potential of a more efficient routing platform for the delivery in order to bring even more efficiency in our couriers' ways towards the clients. Nevertheless, don't forget what I was mentioning in the presentation, where we'll have enhanced web and app solutions applicable for Pizza Hut as well. Here I'm referring to click and collect and the upgrade of the website to the e-commerce. Now going to digitalization, the digitalization is especially in the new context, it's part of our strategy, it's first on the list. Here we want to touch everything, from ordering, where now we have a kiosk in the majority of our stores. Also in Italy we start the deployment. Here I can mention that the average ticket suffered a visible increase because of the implementation of the digital ordering solution brought by the kiosk. The apps, the e-commerce that we just launched for the KFC, the ERP and all the automatizations that are possible to have it inside the company.
Okay, but do you target any, if you can detail also a little bit on what's happening in Italy and on the digital, if you can tell us if you target a certain weight in sales coming from the aggregators or from your own channels or from your own site? Thank you.
We already saw the benefit of digitalization in Italy, in Romania. All this is already done, let's consider. Yeah, because once we implement the kiosk in Italy, we saw the average per transaction increase. Also, in Italy, it's already in place the application, the app. Yeah, also the loyalty program works. In Romania, we launched the e-commerce platform for KFC. We already have the apps for the Pizza Hut and Pizza Hut delivery. We work now to update the website and the application for the Pizza Hut and Pizza Hut delivery.
And if I can add something about the delivery versus non-delivery split, because I guess you are actually referring to this through digitalization also in terms of our collaboration with the food aggregators. So basically, indeed, the delivery services grew in Q4. As we mentioned, it was a difficult quarter, so the inside restaurants were closed in Romania. Also, we had the colder weather, so that somehow justifies also why delivery grew. Here we are talking about both delivery through food aggregators. If you perhaps remember from some of our calls in the past, the collaboration with the food aggregators is twofold. So on one hand, we have a partnership under which we deliver through our own means, and on the other hand, that we can also deliver through the delivery capacity of those aggregators. If you look at our financial results, you will see that the evolution was pretty rapid from 2019 to 2020, and we are still somehow assessing what would be the perfect split, and we are focusing on our own delivery capacity in order to build it as fast as we can.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, just as a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypads now. And our second question comes from Bogdan Cioca of FIF Bank. Bogdan, your line is now open.
Hello, this is Bogdan from CIF Transylvania. Regarding this state aid, the 20% of the sales from 2020 versus 2019 that could be recovered, does this apply to all three companies or all together in a sum of at most 800,000 euros? And this would be the first one, please.
Okay. So
if you don't have an answer, could it be answered by the Ministry of Finance if you write them a letter and they get back to you? I think it's a possibility that we could have an answer on this.
Yeah, basically here probably you know there were quite a few changes in the way in which this was made available for the companies. Even now we are waiting for the clear implementation to evaluate the applicability for our companies. Obviously we are targeting to enroll all the companies and to take benefit of it as much as possible. What is clear now in terms of how it works is the fact that it's not the first in, first served, as it was supposed to be initially, or as we understood initially. Now, for sure, how it works, it's everybody will apply, and then based on the volume of the application, the amount related to the available fund will create a pro rata that will be granted to each company. Still, in this moment, we are not able to answer if we are eligible with our companies or not. I think it's a term in which they should come with the real details of the implementation of this help.
I would want to add something. What it was at the beginning, the asking budget for the industry was 2.5 billion lei, yeah, and now they decreased to only 1 billion, and also they extend the payment term to 2022 June, end of June, which is mean cannot be a real help probably on this year, on 2021.
And our next question comes from Cosmin of NN Pensions. Cosmin, your line is now open.
Hi. Just a quick question from my side regarding your comment on the redesigning the menu. If I recall right, there was another redesigning of the menu 3 years back. What was the feedback from the customers from that reshuffling of the menu? And what do you expect to achieve with this I assume new round of changes that you are going to implement on Pizza Hut. Thank you.
You say 2 years ago?
Yeah, I believe like 3 years ago there was a significant menu change regarding including other options besides pizza, like burgers, pasta, wings and stuff.
Yeah, correct. The customer was very happy. All our research highlight this, and they appreciate our initiative. But in the same time, now we are in the different reality, yeah. And we need to all this. It was for a dine-in restaurant. Now we want to test the restaurant that without table service. Zahar. And I see. Normally is to adapt a little bit the menu.
Yeah, and I will add on top to understand where we want to bring all this, the FCDI concept theoretically should allow for delivery as well in order to maximize the efficiency of the restaurant. So there will be locations that will have on one hand the efficiency from not having waiters and the hurdle of people, you know, paying and having tips. So basically it would be very time efficient because everybody will order on kiosk, still enjoying the experience of being served at the table and, you know, having all the facilities of our dining experience. But on the same time, from this location, in order to make them as efficient as possible, we need to be able to deliver as well. And what Kalin was mentioning, one part of his statement was related to this as well from a point of view of the menu, because in this, I mean, in order to be able to deliver from a location that is ever, serves also inside, should have a menu alignment in order to the product to respect all the conditions for delivery as well. So this is one point of speaking on menu repositioning.
Okay, much clearer now. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, just as another reminder, it's star followed by one on your telephone keypad to submit a question. Our next question comes from Christian Petre of NN Pension.
Hello. Yeah, if we look at this all this cost reduction and the state scheme that you were able to achieve, state support, which one do you think are sustainable? How we should look at them in the future? I mean, trends and also at the state scheme. Can you comment a little bit on that? When what are the terms here?
Sure, Christy. So first of all, I will take them one by one because there were not so many. Under payroll, we had two initiatives. One related to the technical unemployment, where the 75% were compensated by the Romanian state. This facility is still applicable to our industry as far as we are under restrictions. So on top of this one, under the payroll, it was another initiative where it was reimbursed the 41.5% of the salary for the people that were under technical unemployment for 3 months. This one was a limited option, a limited facility that we do not expect to have it in the future as well, so you cannot count on it anymore.
And if I can add, it was only visible in Q3.
Exactly, it was during 2020 in Q3. So on top of this one, there are hopes for the 20% compensation of the negative variance in the turnover versus 2019. But for this, we need to evaluate and to see how it is applicable. And the majority of all other helps coming from the states were from a cash flow point of view, not necessarily for a cost reduction point of view. And here, as I mentioned, is the installments for the due taxes.
And also they canceled the payment of the fee, the specific. How called the
correct
imposit specific?
Yes, the specific income tax applicable for the restaurant industry, which was temporarily cancelled. So more or less, this is the overview of the status in Romania.
Our next question comes from Reno Pent of Averon Asset Management. Your line is now open.
Hi, greetings. Just wondering if you could comment on the potential mm-hmm. incentives that you will receive if you manage to open more than the planned amount of restaurants. And secondly, also, I mean, the current agreement with Yum, if I understand correctly, is only for ends this year. So what should we expect looking forward? So longer term plans, if you have any. And could you kind of guide us on also the kind of opening costs of KFC restaurants in Romania? I mean, you gave a really good guidance years ago during the IPO process. So Could you just some kind of elaboration where we stand at the moment? Thank you.
Okay, regarding of the development agreement with KFC International, we decreased the number for the 2020 and 2021, but we are still under the 2023 under agreement with them. The incentive is applied for the existing, these 10 units that will be developed in these 2 years, and for the next, if we develop more, yeah, well, the incentive is higher. The initial fee is off. Also, there will be a payback. It's an amount of money for each restaurant that you develop. Yeah, and also there are other fees that will not be applied for the sales of this restaurant.
Yeah, unfortunately, we cannot go to specific details, but more or less, this is the kind of incentives that we have embedded in the agreement.
Yeah. Regarding of the investment in the new stores, depends of the format. And Vali can explain better.
Yeah, so here, if we're speaking about food court, this is everywhere around 450,000 euro to 500. And the other format that we are building, it's related to drive-thru. And the drive-thru, again, is very important. It's very important the size, the location, and how it is structured. Usually it's around 1 million, but can go even above if we are speaking about bigger drive-thrus with the house built by us and owned by us.
Plus, compared with what we declare when it was the IPO, the cost of the construction in Romania, especially in Romania, increase year by year because of the labor cost, because of the price of the construction material, and so on and so on.
And as I think it's a good link with one of the previous questions, which was related to the digitalization, do not forget all this extra cost that came in the meantime, and here I'm referring to all the kiosks that bring a cost, all the licenses to it, and all the automatization we have with the boards in the kitchen.
Perfect, thank you. And as a final reminder, it is star followed by one on your telephone keypad to submit a question. And if you are joining us online, it is the request to speak flag icon. We currently have no further questions, so I'll now hand it back over to Lucas for closing.
Yeah, so maybe while taking the privilege of moderator, I will ask one question from my end. Can you please comment on the current trading environment? Are you seeing any changes in the trends and the improvement in traffic in the shopping malls because of the lockdown was lifted? Where are the things going currently in the recent months?
I will answer. Of course, because of the evolution of the pandemic crisis, then the number of cases decreased starting with January and February. We are in a better position now because all the restaurants are open with restriction. There are cities with only 30% number of seating inside or in the best case that's 50% capacity. But we are not optimist because the number of cases start to rise again, not only in Romania, also in Italy and in Europe, and most probably we'll face with some new restriction in the next 2-3 months. Yeah, and but as we prove already, we adapt our business for this new reality.
Okay, great, thank you. I believe that it will be on my end unless there's anyone willing to ask a question from the room.
I would like to add the vaccination program. It's one of the best in Europe, in Romania. They have a very good result, but we will benefit this vaccination program only in May or June when we will see more relaxation measures in place.
Yeah, anyhow, it's obvious that our recovery path is going forward. Being also in advantage of the new conditions, which allows dine-in inside in the first quarter, we are progressing well. However, Q1 generally, it's a totally specific quarter. Remember that always, even before pandemic, this quarter comes after holiday, so it has a specificity. But we are on the good path.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Perfect. That concludes today's questions. So I'll hand over to Lucas for the closing.
Okay, so I believe that we've touched almost everything. Zana, unless you have anything to end up with.
No, thank you so much for joining us today. We will be with Valentin next week at the Woods conference. So you can request a meeting with us. We'll be happy to discuss with you further details next week if you have any follow-up questions. And of course, as always, you can reach us on email investorrelations@sferagroup.com. Thank you so much, and we will hear you in May at our Q1 2021 call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.